Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
They've got toads going on. Cream and Sugar, Trump, an alien spacecraft. The stick doesn't even have to go up the ass. The whole hand fits.
And now, today's episode.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It's me, the Ron Van Dam Show, hands-free podcasting. Our announcer and creative comedy writer, John Shanahan, came up with that particular phrase, pants-free podcasting. I don't know what it means, because I do wear pants. Well, not all the time. Well, it's springtime. You know how I know it's springtime? I don't wear my socks to bed anymore. That's how I know. That's the only way I know. Was I supposed to turn my clock forward a couple of weeks ago? Did I miss that? I don't really like the spring as much as other people do, because it's muddy. It rains a lot, and things get muddy, and I don't like mud. I don't mind rain. I don't like mud. I think dirt should be dry. I'm a rebel. I was at a shopping plaza yesterday. Yeah, really? Really, Ron? You? Yes, I was. And there was a Chinese restaurant in the shopping plaza. And Chinese restaurants do something that should be illegal. The vents from their woks or something, all their food, like, comes through, like, an outside vent. And I think they blow it into the parking lot on purpose. So people walking by will say, Chinese food. That's an idea. Welcome to the program. Yeah, every once in a while, I'll get a feeling that I need and I want something. I've talked about this before. I've talked about everything before. God, I've been doing this for so long. Every once in a while, I'll get an urge for a slice of pizza. I don't know why. Nobody asked me to do it. But all of a sudden, I'll wake up or I'll be walking down the street. Those are two different things, by the way. And I'll say, man, I want a slice of pizza. And then I'll spend the next 2 hours trying to get one, and I can't do it. I walk into places, stores that say, on the front of the store in a big sign, it says, pizza and subs. Pizza. Pizza. It has the word of the food on the sign. I walk into the establishment, I go up to the counter, and I say, I would like a slice of pizza, please. And usually their response is, we don't do slices. You do, because you make the pizza, and before you give it out to the people, you do slice it. Yeah, but we don't sell it by the slice. Why not? You're a pizza place. It's all you do. It's on the sign. It says pizza. Do you have pizza? Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Of course we have a pizza. Would you like a cheese pizza? Would you like a pepperoni pizza? I just want a slice. I can't do that. We don't do slices. Yes, you do slices. You do the whole thing. Just cut me a slice and I'll be on my way. We don't sell by the slice. You don't sell by the slice. It's pizza, man. It's your problem. Do you have a pizza cutter? Sure, we do. We cut the pizza up before we put it on the plate in the box. Well, just give me one slice of it. We don't do that. And I thought I was just hitting a bitchy pizza place. You know how some of them are bitchy. So I drive around and I see another one. They're all over the place. It says pizza on the sign. There's even a picture of a fat Italian man. It looks like Chef Boyardee, but I don't think it is, holding a pizza in his hand. So I know they make pizza there. So I walk in. I figure, well, yeah, I'll get pizza from here. Hey, can I help you? Yes, I'd like a slice of pepperoni, please. Slice of pepperoni pizza. We don't do it. We don't have slices. Oh, here we go again. Were you just down the street? You look like the same guy, and you sound like, I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, we have pizza, but we don't do the slices. God. I went to like a lot of places. Finally, I end up at Papa Gino's. First of all, what's with all these pizza places named Papa? What's with that? Papa Gino's, Papa John's, Papa Crotch. I mean, what are all these Papa places? And I think there are more Papas in various parts of the country. You ain't my Papa. Stop assuming because you put tomato sauce on dough and cheese on top of it, you're my Papa. Papa? Are you my long-lost Papa? Yes, that's me, but not by the slice. So I go into Papa Gino's, and there's no Italian people in the place to be seen. It's all kids that are kind of working their way through college, kind of not. never mind. I'm just saying, their faces have enough blemishes on them for me not to tell the difference between the pizza sauce and the crap drooling out of the... Never mind. So I go up to the counter, and there's a lovely young lady standing behind the counter, and she says, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Yes, I'd like a slice of cheese pizza, please." And she says, "Sure." I felt like hugging her. I felt like, do you realize, little girl, that I've been to four or five different pizza places with pictures of pizza on the signs, and they refuse to give me a slice of pizza? And she says, "Well, that's just horrible. But yes, we do have pizza by the slice." And I say, "Okay, all right, one slice, please." And she says, "Fine. That'll be $35.20. "What?" "Yeah, that's how much our slices are, they're $35. what do you do? Now, of course, I'm exaggerating. It wasn't $35 for a slice. It was $32. It was like $4 is what it was. $4 for a slice of pizza. $4. What kind of ingredients are you using here? $4 for a slice of pizza. Do you realize what this is? It's dough with some sauce on it, pizza sauce, and then you put cheese on top. You throw it in an oven. $4? Seriously? Well, I didn't get the pizza. I was defeated. I was defeated. And I know you're going to say, "Ron, there's a place down the street that got pizza like for $1 a slice." I know you're going to tell me that. I know. But I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it that day. It was a very sad day for me. I went home defeated. I didn't get what I wanted. certainly not for a worthwhile price. There was a time previous to that where I did walk into one of those pizza places that had the pizza picture of the pizza on the sign. And I did say, "Do you do slices?" And the guy behind the counter said, "No, no. But we do have, I got part of a pie there. I give you 3 slices like for $2 just to get the fucking slices out of my store." I said, fine. And ever since then, it's been baked into my head that you can get slices in places that have pictures of pizza on the sign. I've just wasted about 10 minutes of your life here talking about getting a pizza slice. First of all, I profusely apologize to you. This was not my intention. I don't go around wasting people's time talking about pizza usually. I usually talk about more constructive food. So I apologize for that. But on the other hand, let's face it, you had nothing to do for 10 minutes. And you need mindless crap in your life, don't you? Do you understand? Do you understand how serious our life has become with that douchebag president? And I'm sorry for calling him a douchebag, but my God, I mean, he put the title on himself. The guy stands in schoolyards calling people names. So I guess what he's saying is, "Ron, call me a name." So I am. You're a douchebag. I mean, let's just face it. He calls people names. That's what he does as the president. He stands behind a pulpit and he calls people names. One of the directors of Homeland Security or something there has ears that come out a little bit from his head. You know, and Trump calls him Dumbo. I suppose that is affectionate. There's a guy on the House Judiciary Committee. And Trump calls him, says he has a very thin neck. He calls him pencil neck. Donald, do you realize you could be called tons of names? I will call you douchebag because I think you are one. And also, you've said to me that you call people names. It's the thing to do. Let's bully people. Let's call them names and fat shame them, that kind of thing. He's my man. Let me tell you something. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. If I were a Republican right now, I'd be pissed. If I were a Democrat, I'd be pissed because of the way the country is going. But if I were a Republican, I'd be super pissed. And wow, you turn out to be a douche. That's not what I didn't vote for you to be a douchebag. My God, you're separating families from the border. You want to close the border down? You go to bed with porn stars while your wife is pregnant, and then you pay them off. You've gone into bankruptcy, even though you walk around saying how much money you have. You throw your name on buildings. What? What's wrong? You pass a budget that sends the deficit deeper into the hole than it ever has been before. All that stuff isn't stuff that Republicans stand for. You demean women. You have lawsuits against you. There's a Mueller report that's about to come out, which isn't going to be like really favorable to you. I mean, Republicans should be pissed, man. There should be steam coming out of their heads like in the cartoons. Do you? So it's steam coming out of them. Trump has turned your party into the party of jerks, of hardline people that didn't believe in that stuff before. You're standing behind a guy who doesn't say anything about violent white nationalists. He doesn't call it terrorism. He doesn't comment. This is your president and your party. He leads your party and you all follow him. I would be pissed. I would say, why you? You ruined our party. Ain't no party, baby. This ain't no party. Ain't no party. Anyway, that's enough. I've wasted so much more of your time than necessary. You owe me money, by the way. Did you know that? You owe me money. I don't charge you for this. What do you think? I do this for free? I don't. I think it's about time you paid me. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think this has gone on far enough. I think it's time you paid me. Anyway, it is spring. Spring is sprung. Spring is here. And, man, you know, when I was a kid, I used to run into the woods because monsters were chasing me. No, I used to run into, I used to play in the woods, you know, and have a good time and stuff with my friends. Well, with my friend. Well, my make-believe friend. And run through the woods. Now, kids can't do that because there's ticks and fleas and stuff that'll latch onto your skin and suck the blood out of you like a leech in the somewhere in the jungle. And you'll get nerve damage and stuff. I mean, Lyme disease is a very serious, horrible thing. It seriously is. But kids can't play in the backyard, and you can't let the dog up on the bed anymore because all of a sudden we've got Lyme disease. Somebody in Lyme, Connecticut said, let's start a disease. And they did, and now it's all over the place. So what do you do? Well, like many other things, there are people who believe that a lot of this can be controlled by simple household products. anyway, so I'm sorry. I've come to the point where I'm laughing at my own jokes and I don't even tell what they are. I'm laughing at stuff. I'm not even telling you what I'm laughing at. Anyway, every once in a while on the program, we have a doctor join us to tell us about how you can resolve various issues simply by using things that you can find in the home or through herbal products, you know, not popping pills made of all kinds of crazy ingredients. So let's speak to the doctor. Dr. Cass Ingram joins us. He's an author. We've talked to him many times before. He finds that some of the very simplest resolves can take care of many of your health concerns, and it makes a lot of sense. So this is always an eye-opener. And today we're talking about the Lyme disease, which is very topical for this time of year because that's when the little suckers come out and cause some problems. Lyme disease is quite a serious thing sometimes, Doctor.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, it's you can't see the little bugger. It's the size of a tip of a pin or a poppy seed, and some people, the guard is down, and you don't think of it, and then bang, all of a sudden you're sick in April through November, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Goes into your joints or goes into your muscles, goes into your brain, even your heart. That's pretty serious stuff. You know, the Lyme spirochete or the co-infections.
Yeah.
That's because it's stealth. That's why it's so serious, really.
Yeah. I've known some people who have had neurological problems forever as a result of that, if you don't catch it early enough. And those of us that have pets, of course, that happens too, I guess, to the pets, which get transmitted to the humans. It's you got to watch out.
Both ways, because the pets, they can go lame and get sick, or you may not notice it too much in them, but they carry the ticks into the house or into the backyard and move them from one place to the other, and you're out leafing or mowing or raking or gardening and unsuspecting, and you got bit. You didn't even know you got bit.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a bullseye rash if you were fortunate, so you said, oh, something's going on.
Yeah. A lot of people think that this comes from deers, and they're saying, well, I don't have any deers in my area, so I don't have to worry about that.
Well, no, because the mice. The white-footed mouse, that's the biggest carrier. And then raccoons, do you have a few of those? And skunks,
sure.
And any four-footed creature with hair is going to transmit ticks.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest factors is the dogs are picking them up on their hair.
Sure.
Yeah, and then if you sleep with the dog or they're in your bedroom or what have you, you know, they're with the children, the tick can easily decide, well, I'm going to go over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so And then if you get it and you don't know you have it, you can give it sexually to your spouse. You know what? I mean, this is all going on, and so why does the CDC say there's 300 to 500,000 new cases every year, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's more than that. There's more like 3 to 5 million new cases.
And then we go to the doctor, and we get all kinds of stuff for it. But how do we, well, obviously to prevent it is to be careful and to keep looking, you know, at your body and seeing what's going on, which means for many people mirrors.
Yeah.
But my God, at that point, what do we do?
You get it if you're lucky enough to know right away, maybe the doxycycline or antibiotics. That's the only drug, by the way. There's nothing else in medicine besides that one class of antibiotics. And that's a 50-50 throw, like crapshoot. But if you're going to get into natural medicine, I've got something that's been studied and proven to work as good as antibiotics.
Oh.
Well, think about Zhang's work out at the Johns Hopkins, not too far from you.
Yeah.
Johns Hopkins University found that spice oils dissolve the Lyme spirochete, dissolve the biofilm, dissolve that horrible, ugly, sticky junk that's on the outside that prevents the immune system from doing anything. It just dissolves it, eats it up. And that's the wild oregano extract.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we've talked about it before, but Johns Hopkins and several other investigators were astonished when such things as the wild oregano oil and clove oil ate the outer coat, got into the spirochete, and killed it.
Yeah.
So that's the piece. You know, the oregano P73 is edible. I've spoken about it in my Lyme disease cure book, and my cures have covered. I have used it on Lyme disease. I mean, I'm not trying to practice medicine on the radio, believe me.
Right.
I'm just telling you, it's oil of oregano, after all. It's not going to hurt anybody, right? It's just natural. So myself, I got Lyme about, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like yesterday. I couldn't get comfortable in sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worked right. The brain didn't work. The nervous system didn't work. The muscles and joints wouldn't work. Nothing functioned.
Right.
I couldn't work. I couldn't focus. I was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the bullseye rash. I found it towards the end of it, you know.
Wow.
And I didn't do the antibiotics. I didn't want to get the candida and the side effects.
Yeah.
I took a bottle of the oregano oil, a whole bottle, right? 1 ounce. I dumped it in a glass of water, and I took it for 10 days like that.
Right.
And I took some other things, but I got rid of it.
You've talked about oregano oil before, and what were some of the connections to other things that came on?
Well, that was the cold and the flu and
the
chronic viral syndrome that I had had when I was in the practice, and I picked up, you know, from a sick patient, and that's how I discovered the oregano because it brought me back to life again, and so you're talking about sinus, you're talking about bronchial, any kind of upper respiratory, whether chronic and difficult like COPD or emphysema, or asthma. Or the more common junk, the spring junk, the rhinitis, the sinusitis, the bronchitis, the hay fever. So you've got two things. You've got that wild oregano oil, which is a germicide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, three things. But it also is killing mold. It eats the mold, and and therefore mold is the cause of sinusitis. I don't know if people know that. That black mold gets into the sinuses and it infects it.
Mm.
And then you've got an antihistamine action. It's a decidedly powerful antihistamine, more powerful than the typical. Decongestants. More potent.
Could one do oil of oregano just on a regular basis for the hell of it, feeling that
Zone, I'm telling everybody, get some. Take 20 drops twice a day, to throw some antiseptic into your bloodstream in the case you got bit. And I'm telling everybody, rub it on the pads of the feet of your dogs, cats, between the shoulder blades. Maybe get the wild oregano, geranium, cumin, rosemary, lavender spray, herbal Protec-X.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by the name. You can't say tick. You know, it's not.
Of course not.
But the Protec-X, you spray it on the underbelly, between the shoulder blades.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a human, you spray it on the shoes, the socks, up to the knee, exposed parts. 95% to 99% reduction in the risk of the tick. Ticks hate this stuff for some reason. Maybe they can't smell you. I don't know what it is. But I've tested that in the field. It's very effective, by the way.
I know that, and we talk about mosquitoes and all that kind of stuff. I know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, mosquitoes too. You got dengue. You've got the miserable West Nile now, and of all things, in North America. So do it. Hit two with one stone there. And protect yourself with something natural. You know, the problem with DEET is you cannot use it on dogs, cats, right, or babies or toddlers, right?
Yeah.
It's just, and so, and some of us are sensitive to such petrochemical-based
repellents. Of course. Probably not a great idea anyway. But there are natural things that these little buggers really are not attracted to and find quite repulsive simply by odor sometimes.
They do, by the odor and by the fact that they have to smell the CO2 in you.
Yeah.
And if they don't know it's you and they think it's a flower, they're not even going to bother with you. But I've actually found they hate it. I took a study on myself and also on a pair of pants where I forced some deer ticks to try to cross the membrane where I put this Protect X. They wouldn't do it. And then I took that deer tick, put him in a jar, and sprayed it in his face, and it killed him.
Yeah.
So we've told people, if you've got your oil of wild oregano, P73 is edible, so that's where you keep,
right,
and you've got your Protect X, then if you did get a tick on, you could use either one.
Yeah.
If you just had the spray, you could spray that on some cotton, or just keep spraying the tick, but if you had a little cotton, spray that and hold it against the tick a little bit gently, and it'll kill it. Then you could, you know, pull it out even easier.
Yeah.
And then you want to kill around the area because he could have injected the Lyme. They say, oh, it's got to be on for 6 hours. No, I've had cases of Lyme where the tick was on for 2 hours.
Really?
You know, so there's a lot of misconceptions. It's a very dangerous disease in any case. You don't want to get it. You want the socks over the pant leg, you want the light-colored cotton clothes, you want the long sleeve, you want the broad-brimmed hat if you're going to be in your area out there.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to play in the woods.
Got the Lyme?
No, I don't understand what happened here.
Well, look, old Lyme in Lyme, Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
So it's 9 miles as the wind blows south of Plum Island. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So there you play around. You take some African ticks and you mess with them. You get the spirochetes out and you genetically modify. I don't know what you did over there. But then you start, you know, you start releasing them into the environment, and then old Lyme and Lyme have a pandemic. I mean, how could it be a coincidence? West Nile. You're messing around with the West Nile virus.
Well, you
tell us you're doing it.
Yep.
And it breaks out in Suffolk County in Long Island Sound, 3 miles from Plum Island.
Yeah.
I mean, it cannot be a coincidence.
We got to get rid of Plum
Island.
So now
you've got a bioengineered germ killing people.
Yeah.
And nobody's held accountable.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the
whole world has changed.
We talk about the results of it, but we never talk about, like, how did this happen so that it doesn't happen again. But I guess we don't pay attention to that part.
No, we don't pay attention. And and you can't do anything about it.
Not now.
You know, there's, unfortunately, money is power, and big power is.
Yeah.
Big families and Rockefeller and whatever.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing.
Well, I mean, your point is very interesting because there's a lot of stuff that can attack your body these days, and you can fill yourself up with all these kind of synthetic pills and antibiotics, which eventually won't work because you're taking too much of them anyway. And that's not necessarily the answer. You're kind of throwing chemicals into your body. Like, why do that when other things could work?
Well, you got the side effects. So if you go on a long antibiotics, or now some doctors are doing 1 or 2 years of antibiotics for Lyme, first of all, there's only a half chance that you're going to kill it. It'll mutate. It'll molt.
Right.
The second is you're going to get the candida. The candida is immunosuppressive. It's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I opted out. I said, I got to find something else. I don't want to live with some junk.
Right.
So I pounded it. I can tell you the P73 oil, we've tested it in 8 studies, okay?
Yeah.
They're not double blind. Who's going to spend, you know, $500,000 on an herb? But I know it's safe.
Right.
And I know you can take it in large quantities, so I didn't even hesitate.
Right.
So I took the ounce a day for the 10 days. I took 120 gel caps, and I took Oregares. Now, Oregares I found to be even more powerful than oregano oil for Lyme.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to do two things, people, out there, the simple, get some of the oil or the same thing in gel caps. There's many mom-and-pop health food stores that will service you.
Uh-huh.
Get some of this Oregares. It's cumin, oregano, cinnamon, and sage. They dry the essential oil to a dust, encapsulate it, extremely powerful.
Mm.
Sage, I had an old Hispanic longhorn rancher in my lecture on Lyme.
Mm.
He said, I'm going to interrupt your lecture. I got something for you. He said, did you know that our longhorns get bit quite a bit by the ticks down here?
Yeah, sure.
But whenever a tick bites the longhorn, it dies.
Mm.
I said, there's something in its blood. Does the longhorn eat a lot of sagebrush? He said, it absolutely does.
There you go.
And so the sage is poisonous to the tick.
Mm.
And that's why you want this Oregares along with the oregano oil as your protocol. And you'll get yeah. Well.
I guess
it's a matter of time.
Yeah, I guess when you break it all down, everything that you need to survive is in nature.
It is.
So,
either from the trees or the clays of the earth, you know, remember the time of Jesus and others, or the resins, remember frankincense and myrrh,
I was there.
Or the spices, your parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme,
It's Garfunkel.
So they memorialized that, not because, why do you think they put the spices in the galleons in the food so it wouldn't spoil and there wouldn't be any germs?
Right.
You know, they didn't have refrigerators.
No.
So,
well, they still died from that, but that's besides the point. Tasted better.
It was pretty nasty to put salt pork with turmeric or something.
That's a little different. That's something different.
However, now we know that the ancient wisdom had some basis, that black seed oil was in the tomb of the Pharaoh and honey, and there was a drug-like effect for those primitives.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, it's all there in the book, actually, and there's a lot to talk about. And, you know, whether it's Lyme disease that you're concerned about because your kids are playing in the backyard near trees, or whether it's some type of respiratory situation that seems to come popping up, or allergy
and sinus and bronchial.
It's all
but
here.
People, don't be afraid of the oregano for your kids and for the dogs and pets, okay? And obviously adults can hit it hard, too.
Okay. So there are a number of books that Dr. Cass Ingram has authored. Where can we find all of them? And
hey, support
follow?
The little guy. It's all on my website, CassIngram.com. I don't sell oregano oil, okay? I teach about that.
Right.
But you can go to the website, CassIngram.com. And if you want to view the oregano oil and the Oregares, go to AmericanWildFoods.com. That's a public site, AmericanWildFoods.com.
Perfect. Always good to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk soon again.
I hope it saves some lives. Your show is a good one.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sir. You take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. And there you have it. First of all, and also last of all, we don't endorse any products by any guests on this program. It's totally up to you what you want to do. We do not endorse, nor condone, nor anything like that. So, I'm like totally out of this as far as that's concerned. You have been wonderful today. You really deserve a big hug. So go get one from somebody. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. And by the way, I think I have a cold now, and I don't know which person gave me this cold, but I will hunt you down. Thanks a lot for the cold. I'm not happy about this. Who was it? Who did it to me? Who did this?